Good afternoon, Adam.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm good today. Nice hot day in Cleveland, Ohio. Hot days are pretty rare around here, you know? When we do get them, I like to not complain about the Januaries that I used to swear at. So the contrast is wonderful, and I'll opt for heat any day right now.
Well, I know we had snow. We had snow less than a month ago, Jack. So, yes, I guess we'll take 90 plus versus 30s, right, or 20s. So that's good.
Yes, absolutely. Very good.
So what are we going to talk about tonight? We're welcome, everybody, to the Dirty Secrets of Small Business. As you know, we're here every week to talk about small business stuff. And there's lots of small business stuff out there, Jack. And our prime focus, is, as you know, if you're a longtime listener, is the companies with 1 to 25 employees. That's our prime focus. And that's where we usually start with clients, and many of our clients have grown bigger than that. That's who this show is geared towards. So you as an owner, or if you're looking to be an owner of a business of that size to kind of get started, it's a great place to come for some good information. And it's a good place to come to get some company and to get some thoughts about your business. And I think that's part of what we wanted to talk about tonight, Jack, in terms of, you know, how do you really find good people to talk about your business with? All right, to talk.
No, wait a minute. Let me interject here. We find these people to talk to through our clients. You had mentioned clients before. Mm-hmm. That's clients of Maximum Value Partners. Our day jobs are business coaching. We've been doing it for 18 years. Is that
long
the right
time.
Number? Long time.
Yeah, it's over 17. So you can round up. It's almost two decades, Jack. You can say it however you want. It's a while.
That's long. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page here. When we talk clients, we're talking business coaching clients with Maximum Value Partners.
Correct. And so part of what we do and part of what we provide is that, you know, people to come talk to. But, you know, as you look at stuff, Jack, one of the things that we just started doing recently, ever since this pandemic hit, is we started having a weekly call with our past clients. It's an open call. And we originally started doing it around a lot of the stuff that was happening with the government subsidies and PPP loans and all that kind of stuff. But it's evolved more to now is just a weekly touch base. And folks will come and go. Can't make every meeting. We'll make some meetings. But they come in and just have a chance to kind of talk about what's going on in their business. And a lot of it, too, is to listen to other owners talk about stuff, because we can learn a lot by listening. And people sharing experiences and something that you're struggling with, or you're kind of going through, and the way you handle it might help me with something I'm trying to do, right? But to find people who get it, Jack, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, your spouses and your siblings and your friends, right? I mean, maybe if they own companies, that's one thing, but most of them probably don't. So who do you talk to about your business? How do you find people? A group, you know, what do you call it? A tribe, a posse, or your team, whatever you want to call it. But how do you find people to come talk to about
your business? That's tough. It's so many small business owners, and we deal with small companies, and they don't have the resources of big giant corporations, both with the people and the programs. And so, how do they formulate issues? How do they formulate something that they have to solve? They go through, in many cases, years of frustration. They join groups, they look for seminars, they read, and yet that isn't fulfilling enough to so many of them, as we have found personally. They like to talk, but they don't know how to frame their frustrations too well. So groups are very popular, groups of business owners, and different business positions of, you know, vice presidents or presidents of small companies band together in groups of 15 or 20, whatever it might be, to meet on a regular basis. And almost everyone who joins feels very, very comfortable that they did. And once they settle in, maybe over a year or so, they look forward to these things because they can talk to other business owners about problems that are very common, as we know, and the solutions and the recommendations and the friendships that develop from those kinds of gatherings. It's very important. And if you aren't fortunate enough as a business owner to be part of those, you have a high frustration level. And we're looking to, I know we solved many of those problems for our clients, past and present. And we're going to do more. We're going to form groups because what seems to be a popular movement is just, it just makes sense for these small business owners to have that source.
Well, it's one of those things, Jack. It's a very old concept. It's been around for a while. I say it's old. If you look back at people who have been successful, okay, whether it be business owners or just folks who've been successful in life, you know, one of the books I read years ago, and I'm guessing many folks in our audience have also read it, is a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And at this point, the book's probably 100 years old now, Jack. This is back in the early 1900s. And a big part of what he did is he followed around guys like Henry Ford and figured out what they were doing. And this whole idea of a mastermind concept came to being, where they'd have 3, 4, 5, 6 people get together on a regular basis as they're talking about stuff in their business. And the basic concept being that, you know, if we have a problem to work on and you go work on it by yourself, I go work on it by myself, versus us working on it together, we're going to come to different and better solutions working on it together, because as we're talking about stuff, this, what's often referred to as a third mind, gets created, right? The third mind of, you know, filled with the ideas and thoughts from me, from you, from other folks. And we can often get to better solutions from that way, because we're taking everybody's collective experiences and brain power, putting it towards this potential challenge or issue or opportunity. And as we've talked numerous times, Jack, both on the air as well as off the air, there is rarely a more lonely seat in the world than one of owning a business. And if you own a business for any length of time, you can look back and you can see it like riding that roller coaster, Jack. There are certain times you're feeling on top of the world and things are great. And there are other times where you're down on the bottom going through that dark tunnel and you aren't sure if you're coming out or not, you know. And to be doing that alone is, boy, oh boy, is that tough, intimidating, and just scary.
It certainly can be. That's right. There's right. One.
But having a team with you, having some folks who are with you that get it. And if nothing else, just have people to come and talk to about this stuff, to have a safe place to come talk to and discuss this stuff, to get some ideas from folks who really understand where you are, can relate to where you are, and having some, you know, again, whether it be listening to it or also helping to solve the issue. It can be often just therapeutic to just talk through stuff. And just, you know, as you're thinking out loud and presenting something, often the solution will come just as part of that process of kind of just talking through it. And so if you haven't experienced it, you know, there are all kinds of places, Jack, to go check things out. You know, we know a lot of folks are looking at webinars or different workshops, people reading books, listening to podcasts like this. You know, they're joining groups like, you know, EO, EOA, you know, stuff like that. Whether we look at things like 20 groups or the Goldman Sachs programs, Jack, there's a lot of things that are out there where people can kind of go and start to experience this stuff. And one of the things we encourage people is to go out and just try some of these things, right? Just, you know, kind of dip your toe in there and get a sense. And with the idea of thinking, hey, I got to find the right group for me. Not do I need to find a group, but yeah, hey, you should be finding a group of some type and kind of folks you can talk to on a regular basis. It could be very informal. And we know folks that have been meeting, you know, they'll meet for breakfast once a month kind of thing, right? And they've been doing it for years, right? And so there are a lot of these things that are there. And if you start to talk to people, or it starts with people who you really respect, I think, you know, I would start there and talk to them. I go, what are they doing? You may find that somebody, you know, maybe they've got a spot in their group. Maybe they invite you into a group of some good folks, right?
Well, maybe you could start your own group with a couple of trusted friends. Basically, you do meet whenever you do meet, like you do with trusted friends, and the subject very easily can be brought up. Hey, you own a business, Adam. How the heck do you get through this, you know? I mean, I was at a meeting the other day, and it was about this subject, and the meeting was structured along the lines of what the group might experience. And boy, did that feel right. It felt good. And, you know, I want to join something like that. You know, it's that kind of feeling that you could have if you open your mind to it. And all these groups, Adam was rattling off a bunch of them, they would gladly take you in all likelihood in to experience, go to a meeting to get a sense of what they do. And, you know, get yourself positioned where you could join. So, you know, there are so many ways to find people to talk to. You shouldn't be lonely, like Adam said, and yet millions of small business owners remain in that state. either they feel it's too expensive or not worth the time. They don't understand my business. All these reasons not to do. That's usually what paralyzes business owners and keeps them on the sidelines. But go to a meeting. Go to try a Goldman Sachs. Try one of these things and see what happens. Or get a good business coach. You can always do that too. But somebody to talk to. Get a good friend, you know, who's in business also. And you'll find that there's so much commonality. Just versions. You got a different product. Maybe you're in the service industry. He's in the manufacturing industry. But the problems are similar. You know, just conceptually, the product changes. So you have a lot to talk about in ways that you never thought. Well, kind of fun.
Well, one of the key things to keep in mind, Jack, I would maybe make a comparison to when you're out searching for your significant other. People will often settle, right? They may have an idea what they're looking for, but then they often will settle for somebody because it's somebody who's there. And I would encourage you not to settle when you're talking about this group that we're talking about here, Jack, in terms of folks you're trying to sit down with. It may take you a while. It may take you several months or a few years to find the group or the first person to be part of this group. That's okay. It's okay to spend some time finding it, because the idea with this is you'd be part of this group for years to come is the idea. If you find the right group, you're going to be together with this group for a while. And so you want to make sure you have the right people to start with versus, oh, gee, I'm stuck with this person. This person's here. How do we get rid of her? How do we get him out? You know, how do we get him out of here? So you want to make sure you got that right feel, the right chemistry where there's some value to it. Right? Again, you're able to help each other. There's that good connectivity. So it's not just, again, not all groups are created equally that way, Jack, I guess. And so I want to make sure people are aware of that. And it's kind of like we talk about finding good people, Jack, where if you haven't really experienced good people, you don't necessarily know it until you see it.
That's right.
You know, this would be a similar kind of piece to that, where it's, look, you know, it's got to be the right folks. It's got to feel right. It's got to flow right. So if it's too forced, if it's not, you know, if people are holding things close to the vest, they aren't being open about what's going on in their business or in terms of what they're suggesting. It's got to be that free flow discussion in terms of what's kind of going on. You know, it should be that safe place to come and talk about just about anything that's going on in your business and getting some input on it.
Well, surprisingly, you get better too when you're with a group of people and you have to present your company. You have to present your problem. Often the solution, yes, the solution does drop out while you're talking. But you have like-minded people who you're getting to know better. It feels right. They're all experienced to a level that's commensurate with what you need and looking for. And often your problems are framed and solved in these meetings. If for no other reason, you get some input that I know you just haven't been thinking of. Certainly not in a way that's constructive for solving the problem. And that's important.
Yeah, so I remember joining one of these groups when I first came back here, as we're getting MVP started up, Jack, back in probably 2004, 2005 timeframe. And it was a group that had been together for a while. So I joined a group that had been together for a while, and they were meeting once a month. There were about 10 or 12 folks were in the group. And they'd been together for, I think, 8 years or 9 years at that point when I joined them. And so the group was a little bit stale, I guess, if that's the right term to kind of use. And what I mean by that is they're having a lot of the same conversations. It's like, hey, Jack, you brought that story up 16 times before, and the answer's still the same, right? There's what's kind of going on. It's just a matter of you doing something about it, right? Or whatever it might be. Or, you know, people often couldn't finish their stories because, again, they kind of knew how it was going to end, right? Or they kind of knew what the point was going to be, you know? So they'd almost got to the point with that group where, again, it had kind of almost gone a little bit too long. But, again, they had a lot of good value in that stuff, right, in terms of what was kind of going on. The group itself lasted about 10 or 12 years. And I think that's pretty normal, Jack, in terms of how these things tend to kind of go. They may drag on a little bit longer just because, again, people get in the habit of doing stuff that they don't necessarily change it, right? But, again, it's hard-pressed to find anybody who's had some good success who doesn't have some sort of, whether it be formalized, informalized, group like this they talk to about stuff, that they've got people that they can bounce those ideas off of, who are in their world and can relate and resonate to them, which is a big deal, because most people don't get it.
No, I agree. Where do you find them? Well, we just have outlined numerous places where you find them, and getting those relationships, getting a good person to talk to or people to talk to just enhances your business experience and confidence and overall well-being. You know, we've experienced so many people who were not part of groups like this or have a trusted advisor. You know, I get a kick out of how some of the professionals like to talk about being the trusted advisor to somebody. Well, they're there because the somebody doesn't have any other choice. It's not so much that, you know, because they haven't looked, they haven't really experimented. So they end up with a lawyer or a CPA that basically they aren't really a trusted advisor. They become the only one that they know who can talk to them. And there's a big difference between quoting the law, quoting the rule, and having somebody who you can talk to on a wide range of subjects. You know, the program that Adam talked about before, where we're inviting past clients to just come in and talk about the craziness with this virus and the financial uproar that it's created. And just come on in, let's talk. And we've done that. We've been doing it for what, 6 weeks now? 8 weeks?
More than that. Been since late March. It's been over 2 months, almost gone 3 months now. Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, it's been a good evolution of stuff. Just to have people kind of get to know each other. And it's amazing how quickly people, even if they don't necessarily know each other coming into the room, Jack, they know us to start with. And there's a good feel pretty quickly. People start to open up because they can feel that camaraderie and that, you know, again, there's a certain camaraderie that exists with business owners.
It's like any group. Some people come in and sit for a while, don't say anything, just, you know, take away, get comfortable, and all of a sudden there's a piece of subject that they feel strong about and they start talking.
Right.
And it's nice, you know. Used right, people will look forward to this and do get some comfort out of it. It's no question. And they get a couple of business nuggets every time, just about. There's always a couple of good things that pop out in those meetings.
Well, as you were talking before about trying to find good people to talk to, I kept having visuals of Robert Duvall going through my mind as that consigliere role for The Godfather, right? Can't remember the name of his character, but he was that guy. He was there and all things were kind of going on. They talked to about what was kind of going on. And again, you see people who need somebody to talk to about stuff, right? Maybe one person, it might be a small group of people, but it's trying to figure out if chances are you're talking to people right now. And the question is it the right person is it the right group of people that you're talking to right now? So I guess what we'd encourage you to do, if you aren't talking to anybody, let's kind of break this down, Jake. If you aren't talking to a group on a regular basis, okay, let's start to find those. If you are doing it, let's assess whether that's the right group for you or not. You know, are you getting stuff out of it, or are you just going because that's what I'm used to doing the first Wednesday every month? I go talk to my group, right?
So hey, wait a minute.
Yes.
I'm thinking you brought the name up of the consigliere.
Right.
Who the heck is that? Robert Duvall. What is his name in that?
I don't
now
know.
You got me going with that.
I got
that.
You going. I got you distracted. That's good. I got you going on a different path. Well, while we're thinking about that, though, Jack, the place to look at these things, I guess you hinted at it, but we didn't say it, which is, you know, as people might know, they've been long time listeners of the show, the whole idea of know, like, and trust. Is that a good place to start?
That's right. That's always a good place to start for these kind of discussions. That's right. A good place.
So find folks who are there. Folks that you know, like, and trust. These are folks that you feel good about. They feel good about you. How many of those folks are owners or business owners? And you get quite a few of those. Maybe you start to talk to those folks. Again, come back to the idea to talk to them about what are they doing. And I bet you if you talk to five of your closest know, like, and trust people, Jack, I bet three of those five may not have anybody that they're talking to on a regular basis.
So I'd maybe agree all of a sudden those you, numbers. Yeah, those are good numbers.
You know, here you are placing a handful of phone calls, Jack. Maybe you can have your group pretty quickly like that in terms of just, hey, you know, some folks are here. These, you know, let's kind of get these guys together and talk about stuff. You know, so it's because the chemistry is important, you know, to kind of figure those things out in terms of, you know, getting together. But again, as long as you're open about it, you have some good people who are there, it's going to be helpful. You know, if people are going with the idea, to your point, Jack, not only be able to kind of get some stuff out of this in terms of getting some value, but also give some value, share your experiences. And you know, it's funny, you know, I recall my second year on Wall Street, Jack, and you know, my first year is much like my second year in terms of you work these 120 hour weeks, lots of all nighters. You don't necessarily realize how much you're learning and what you kind of know. until a year went by. And then all of a sudden I had all these first year analysts that I was, you know, responsible for, and they're asking me all kinds of questions. They're like those birds in a nest asking questions, right? And wouldn't you know it, I was able to answer almost every one of those questions, Jack, because I had learned all this stuff over the year, but I hadn't really necessarily, it hadn't really sunk in that I knew it yet until I had a chance to kind of talk about it, right?
Well, that's because you're a smart guy.
Well, it's anyway, my point is, you as an owner, okay, you've been running your company for a while. You know a lot of stuff, okay? You've had a lot of experiences. You may not recognize how good you are and what you know and what you don't know because you haven't had a chance to kind of talk about and share with people.
No, right? You're right.
What you have that's valuable. Like, oh, that's valuable to you? I had no idea. I figured everybody knew that, right? Again, as we know, Jack, most owners are very humble, right? And they'll pick on themselves, very self-deprecating. So, well, gee, if I know this, everybody must know this thing then, right, Jack? I mean, it's like, you know, if I figured it out. But that's the case where it's not always a case like that. But again, there's those kind of things you start to kind of go through. You start to discover what's going on. And one of the things that we often encourage our clients to do, you know, with stuff like this, Jack, is to get a chance to kind of test yourself. See how you do. How do you hold up?
Most people don't do that. They don't test themselves. They go through life with, you know, I can't do that, or it's too big of a, so there, again, reasons not to do things.
Right.
That's a big deal. There's always more reasons not to do things than there are to do things. It's tough pushing yourself up that hill. And if you go to these groups and get your confidence boosted and get viewpoints enhanced, you'll find you can do a heck of a lot more. I think people who are active members of business groups like this are always having an edge up on the competition and on other people because they're learning so much. And where they haven't for years, but you got to get the right group. That's the key.
Right.
And they're all over the place. And they mentors, are. You got mentors, you got coaches, you got, you know, trusted advisors. I'll use that word, but you got to make sure that's what they are. Just not somebody who, you know, out of necessity.
Oh, wait, so you say trusted advisor. So you got off on a tangent with the consigliere. Now you mentioned trusted advisor. I'm going back to our orange haired guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
way
boy.
Back,
yeah.
Right.
We should visit him.
I don't know if he still exists or not. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's one of the. He might. I'll just take a look and see. If I can unearth him and find him, I'll be sure to do that for you, Jack. But that whole concept of trusted advisor, you know, that was big. You know, early on in our formation as a company, talking about some of those things in terms of how would we be seen before we discover right. This whole coaching thing, right? In terms of what does this stuff all mean? So. But it's, again, it's one of those things, again, as an owner, it's one of the things that we see with successful owners is they're constantly trying to learn new stuff. As you said, Jack, they're always curious, wanting to know more and recognize that what happens is I was talking to somebody about this earlier today. After you've been in business for a little while, you know, you kind of get most of the major stuff figured out, Jack, right? I mean, you don't have too many of those massive aha moments, right? But there's a lot of those little nuggets. Oh, that's kind of neat. That's an interesting idea. And as you continue to kind of refine stuff, that's what starts to happen. Once you've been in business for 5 years, 10 years, you know, again, you have it's a bunch of those little nuggets, but those little nuggets, man, they add up in a hurry to make big differences because it's often minor tweaks or adjustments to what you're doing, right? Whether it be in terms of what you're doing from a marketing or sales standpoint, or what you're doing when it comes to hiring or training your people, or what it does in terms of how you run meetings or what KPIs you're taking a look at, whatever it might be, it's often these little tweaks to it. And those little tweaks are worth so much, Jack, because again, it's often though helps things just kind of flow much better. And that's a lot of what you tend to get from these kind of groups. Again, you have folks, again, you aren't coming for a diploma, right? Where you're getting all this, it's a lot of these little nuggets and discussions, and there's a lot of nuance to these things, right? So if you're having a negotiation with somebody, okay, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how, you know, what approaches could you take? There's maybe it's a little nuance in how you're approaching stuff, or like we're talking to some of our clients today, who's a little more negative, right? It's okay. We got to, you know, got to get that person not being so negative, because if you're negative, you aren't going to attract good people with negativity, Jack. You're going to scare them away.
The attitude is everything, as we well know. Yeah, groups reinforce the right kinds of things. They make you think. If it's a good group and it's open and it's honest, there's not too much more you can wish for in this world. I mean, in the sense of having a trusted advisor, having somebody who's giving you advice, you know, the mental gymnastics of getting good advice based on where you are without that input is tremendous. You know, you're forced to think about things. Again, if it's a good group who says it like it is and gives you honest opinions on their experiences and their thoughts, there's, you know, it's a huge resource to have. Huge. A lot of good comes from it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Like I said, it's a very positive thing to kind of look at. We wanted to kind of share it today because it's something we've been talking a lot about. We've had, like I said, we've had some recent experience with it, with our past clients in terms of doing this stuff, and realizing that people really like, again, they like to be, getting this stuff done and making things start to happen and helping each other. And the helping piece, I think, is something that's often overlooked, but it's, you know, it's pretty good. So I had a chance to look. So Tom Hagen, does that name ring a bell?
Tom, yeah, that's his name. Very good.
Yes.
Tom Hagen.
Tom Hagen.
Consigliere.
The consigliere from, yes, that's Robert Duvall's character. So so many of you might have a guy like Tom Hagen, right? But maybe you don't. That's okay. You can always start to find one, start to look. If you know what you're looking for, it becomes much easier to find, right? That's what we're talking about tonight in terms of helping you start to kind of get through that process to start looking for, because it's an important part of your success going forward, and it's going to help you celebrate victories. It's great to have people to celebrate with. It's also going to help you, you know, share the burden if you got some troubles. It's great to have people you can kind of call up to and talk to and who understand you, and they can help you work through some stuff. So it's some good stuff to do. So if you haven't done it, start looking. Start finding people.
Get your butt out there and do it.
That's right. And finally, as you said, Jack, finding reasons to do this stuff, not finding reasons not to do this stuff, is very, very important. So,
that's right.
All right. So
that's good advice.
That's it. That's our lesson for today, our talk for today. If you missed any of today's show or any of our prior shows, you can catch them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. You can get them also at our Facebook page. Better yet, take whatever podcast player you use, whether it be Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, whatever it might be. You can subscribe to it, and our podcast will be delivered to your smart device every week. If you want to reach out or share some thoughts or questions with us, you can do that at radio@maximumvp.com. Again, radio@maximumvp.com. That's for our, as Jack mentioned, Maximum Value Partners, our coaching business. Or you give us a call too. We like talking to people too. 877-849-0670. So thank you for joining us in this week's edition of Dirty Secrets of Small Business, and we'll see you all next week.
Excellente. Yes.